all the conveniences the city has.
To keep the cows from getting out in the field, what kind of fences did you use?
Well, back when Mama's father, no, and my father had some of them, they had rail fences that went like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, but my father replaced them with wire fences as fast as he could.
Yeah, what kind of wire was that?
Well, I don't know. It was just wire fencing. Mm-hmm. And he'd put this barbed wire up on top of that, on the posts,
mm-hmm.
to keep cows, any kind of animal, from jumping in.
Mm-hmm.
That wanted to jump, because there were cows that would jump, and there were horses and mules that would jump.
What did you call that area that you kept them in? Did you call it fields, or did you call it something else where you kept the animals?
Called it a barn lot.
And
stables.
And
they'd be stabled at night. They'd work in
out.
The fields in daytime, and especially during the growing season. And they'd bring them in, the men would, and water them, and take them to their stable and feed them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd stay in there all night. And then get them out next morning, harness them up, and take them to the field again. And the cows, we had stables for them. We had stalls, we called it, for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd stay in there all night when it was cold.
What'd you call the fence that was made of a loose rock or a stone?
We never had.
You never had any of these that you might remove from the field and you make a
no.
fence?
No.
What would you, did you ever know what they were called?
No.
When you set up the barbed wire fence, you had to dig holes for the...
Well, you had to have posts to nail,
mm-hmm.
with staples to nail the first wire fence. It was about 4 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
And then the post would be high enough that they'd take these same staples,
mm-hmm.
and staple that barbed wire, about 2 rows of it, up above that.
Now, what did you said you had a well. What did you carry the water in?
Well,
to the house. What did you carry it in?
I had galvanized buckets to carry it in.
Uh-huh.
And Mama always kept a cedar bucket.
So you had a wooden one too, didn't you?
For the, that was the water bucket that we drank out of.
Uh-huh. What about the one for milk? What'd you carry the milk in? Did you have a different?
They were those metal.
Mm-hmm.
I had aluminum.
What was the container?
After I was married, I had aluminum buckets.
What was the container that you carried the food to the pigs in? What'd you call that?
Well, they were just big old cans. Metal cans.
What did you say you were going to do when you were going out to feed the pigs? Come on.
Slop the hogs.
Did you ever call it a slop bucket or anything like that?
I believe Papa did.
Mm-hmm.
Slop bucket. And he'd mix bran and I was trying to tell your father Sunday about the putting lye. It was he'd take a can of Mary War lye, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said he put potash. Well, it's the same thing.
What's potash?
Well, it's the same thing as marijuana lye. It's white, crystal stuff. And he'd pour part of a can of that in his